Blog Talk Radio.
Ann, are you on the line? Hi, everybody. Welcome
yes.
to the show.
I'm on. Sorry for that.
That's okay. Seems like the mute button
Hello,
was your friend today.
Yes, it was my friend. I'm so sorry, guys. So we start all over again here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Soul Sister Show with hosts Ann Anula and Sue Schumacher. Today we hold open lines, so just call in and discuss, ask a question or get a mini reading. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about spirituality, for instance? So just call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. So, I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. We have a beautiful autumn here, so it's starting to get a bit cold, at least in my sense. We maybe have 14, 15 degrees Celsius. And we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, many other types of healing modalities, and psychic topics in general. So call in 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on the keypad on your device so you'll be placed in queue and we can see that you actually want to speak with us live on the show. You can go to our live page at psychictalk.net/live, where you can listen live and text chat with us during the live show. There is a chat room on the page just below the radio where you can listen live. So you can comment, ask questions, chat with other listeners, and even request a mini reading. So join us. Or why don't you call in now and get your spot early? 714-816-4628. So I'm going to bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue. Thank you. You saved me today.
Hi, Anne. Yeah, yeah, I see them. I was waiting. I thought maybe we had some technical issues. So I think we both fell in love with our mute button today. Sorry about that, everyone. We'll fix that later on. One of those days.
Yeah, we do.
We actually finally have some cool weather here in Arizona. We got some rain, and it really brought it down to about 80 degrees. Boy, we've been suffering through some intense heat this summer. So it's pretty nice out now.
Okay. Actually, I was in Greece during the whole summer, but actually in Sweden they had a much hotter weather, believe it or not, than in Greece. That's weird, really weird.
Wow, that is.
So yeah, that is. So... everybody listening, call in now for questions and mini readings. Get your spot in the queue, 714-816-4628. And Sissy, before we move on with today's show, I know that you want to remind us a bit about what we spoke about last week and a little bit what the Akashic records are and what soul realignment readings are.
Right. Last week, we just probably going to be a part one, so keep listening for upcoming shows where this will be a part two. We chose our topic, spirituality versus religion, and really there's so much you can choose from to compare and contrast. I actually chose something from Plato. There's a story called Plato's Cave Allegory, which is a very interesting story. And we use that as the premise of basically the story is about imagine being born into a cave and you are basically chained up against the wall. And behind you, people are moving about and there's this light. So when you look in front of you in the cave, you actually see the shadows of these people moving about and you can hear them speaking. And when you're living in a condition where you have no light and all you see are shadows, and then you, one out of 10, let's say, is released into the light, that person cannot adapt to the light at first. The light is too bright. And they're used to the shadows being their reality. So when they come into the light, it takes that person time to kind of open up to the idea that maybe there's a different world outside the cave and that they project their own shadow. They see their own shadow. This person sees his own shadow and realizes that that shadow is connected to him. And basically it's about shining a light on something that has never been seen before. So I take that to mean it's a whole new perspective and a realization that the world this person came from isn't really reality. So we used that story, and then we picked out stories from just very small areas. We used Leviticus as some areas we drew from to compare and contrast just when it came to religious perspective versus spiritual perspective. So what we're basically saying is that the Bible is a perspective, is one perspective, a religious text, so to speak, that many follow. Does it actually mean that it is truth? Well, it could be truth for that person, because that person, to me, and it's like we say, we're not judging here, it's just a belief Ann and I have, that those who are following the Bible are the ones in the cage, that they tend to not look outside and seek answers outside biblical texts or outside of themselves. And it's not a criticism, it's just an opinion.
Yeah, and it's I think that's for many, not only those following the Bible. I think that's for many of us, and even when we walk on this path, you know, we open up. It's like peeling an onion. We heard that so many times, but it's actually true. And it can feel strange in the beginning before you start to understand that you are seeing things that are occurring, and maybe some people sometimes, if they don't have anyone to speak to, they might feel they're going crazy. But that's right. Not actually the case. There are so many things, and we base everything on our past experiences and what we have been taught and stuff like that. So it takes a while to come out of that, and it also takes some boldness to step out of the box and start to question why am I supposed to do a certain thing in a certain way?
Right. Yeah, and it's not, and we'll just always reiterate this, there's no judgment for those who are on the religious side. It's just an observation from our perspective and experience what we've seen over time, you know. But, yeah, it's interesting topic, and it's one we're going to probably pick up again later on, certain passages that we're going to probably look at in the Bible and speak about those. So, yeah, keep listening for upcoming shows. Yeah. But if you didn't listen to, if you didn't hear last week, you can go always go into psychictalk.net/archive or psychictalk.net/soulsisters and listen to last week's episode, which was September 13th.
Yes.
Okay, so moving on, we are the show that is, the premise of the show is about soul realignment. Soul realignment is basically the name of what we choose to speak about. It comes from the Akashic Records. If you think about realignment, most people tend to think an adjustment, some type of adjustment. They tend to think of physical adjustment, like physical therapy. For us, it's more of a etheric alignment, and we go into
energetic alignment, energetic, right.
And we go into the Akashic Records for our clients, and we start to locate things that might not be conducive today for you that are, that have you out of alignment. And we locate that information through the Akashic Records, through our clients' Akashic Records. And this is just a very small statement about it. There's many aspects of the soul that have over time incarnated. It could be 10,000 times the soul incarnated. And through those incarnations, there were past agreements made, and those agreements may not necessarily be conducive today to your divinity. So we locate those agreements, and we heal them. We work closely with the client to inform them of the issues that we can find. And what happens is the clients tend to notice this huge shift within them. Things just seem to change. And that's just a very small aspect of what Ann and I do and what soul realignment is about. Ann, do you have anything you'd like to contribute?
No, I think you explained it very, very nice. It's a big topic, obviously, so we could keep on talking about that for ages. But it's basically I think you nailed it. So I'm happy.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, usually the first of the month we take on certain aspects of this work of soul realignment, and we kind of go through it and explain parts as a practitioner or as practitioners what it is we do. And we kind of make it a little more understandable. So if you haven't called in yet, you can call in at 714-816-4628, and international callers of course press one plus one before calling. So Sissy, would you like to tap into at all any topics today before taking phone calls?
I think we just go ahead and start taking some calls. How about that?
Okay. Sounds great to me. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
New York.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my career and love life, if it's possible.
Okay.
Career and love life. Did you say your name was Bashir?
Not Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Okay.
Okay.
I can start,
you,
actually, because I'm getting... Thank you. I'm getting something for you. I sense that I have two numbers here for you. One is 0, one is 44, and both are very good numbers because the 0 is a new beginning. So I feel that even if I only have kind of one very, very small reading for you, it's like it's showing up both life in general, like career and family and things like that, and also love. So I can see that there is a woman. Maybe she already made herself known in your life, so you know who she is. Or she's, if she hasn't done that yet, she's on her way in. And she's coming with a very beautiful heart, and she will touch your heart, really. And I sense that you, I have the chills while speaking about this. So it's very strong. It's coming on very strong. I sense that you will both feel a very, very strong connection to each other. And the new beginning, I feel that you're entering that period right now. So there are going to be big, happy changes for you. Just remember that when we are in a period of a new beginning and change, there might be some other stuff that are showing up as well. Don't pay so much attention to them. Just say, okay, I see that thing coming in. I recognize it. I've been there before. I'm making my new choice this time because it's looking really great for you. That's my sense of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. I mean,
okay.
I know I'm going through a new beginning for sure, definitely. But, you know, so I'm just, that's what I'm always looking for, what's coming up for me. So I'm glad to be there.
Yes, and I sense that it's a very good time for you. The timing is absolutely the very, very best right now for everything. And the woman I sense coming in, she's like, she's holding your heart in her hands. And I feel that she's very gentle and honorable and honest person. So when you recognize her, and I think you will know at an instant, grab her and try it out. Okay?
Okay.
Sue, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, what I actually got is that you've actually met her. You know her already. So are you specifically asking someone you already know?
No, I don't know her yet. I mean, I see people looking at me, you know, but I don't know who that is. You know, no, I haven't met anybody or had any conversation. Maybe I spoke to somebody,
right,
but I'm not aware of it yet, you know. But.
Right, right. Yeah, this, and it could be something as simple as someone casually who you may have met recently. You know, I just know that it came out that this is someone, a romantic partner that you're seeking, you already know. So it may be something as simple as, you know, you were at the grocery store and you were both picking up something and you bumped into that person and you said hello. You know, it's things like that. You know, it could be not so much a friend, but someone you've met at some point. I don't think this was too long ago, to be quite honest. So you may very well, this may trigger a memory of meeting this person when you meet them again. You may recall, oh yeah,
I
remember seeing you here. It'll seem very familiar, is the best way I can put it. And it may very well trigger that memory in you that you did meet. So yeah, we'll just have to see. Let us know. Keep us informed. I didn't get so much on the work end for you yet, so I tend to grab the romance cards and look for you. looking to see. Are you working right now?
I have online business that I started like last spring, and that's what's paying my bills right now. But I feel like, you know, this new beginning, there's something that's coming, but I don't know exactly. Just like the relationship, I know something is coming, but I don't know what it is, just a feeling that I have.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you are you doing a lot of networking?
Yeah, I'm just marketing online, and to be honest with you, it was more successful than I expected. But feel like this is just the beginning for me. You know, I just feel like I have more to come. You know, I might go to a different direction. So I don't know. It's just a feeling. My intuition is telling me, but it's not telling me what it's going to be yet. So I'm
right.
just hoping.
Yeah.
It's hopefully will come clear to me soon.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. Something's gonna open, like you said. A door's gonna open, but it's gonna be through your marketing yourself. You know, that some business is going to definitely have some interest in you. So keep marketing your business yourself, networking. You know, with all types of people. You're right. Something is gonna come about. So, hang in there. There's definitely also love on the horizon. So I have no doubt about that. All right, Ashiel, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you
I
very much.
It.
Thank
right.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's
so,
see who's
moving
next.
On to the next caller.
Sure. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Julie, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Hi.
Ooh. Blue Mountain area. Beautiful area where you're from.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to know if I could just get a mini reading.
Absolutely. Do you have a specific question, or do you just want us to see what's coming up?
Just whatever comes up.
Whatever is coming up.
Well, Anne is
I
doing that, honey.
That, yes.
Anne, hold on
you
one second. Could I get your name again?
Yes, Joy.
Joy, okay.
Joy.
Thank you, Joy. Sorry, Anne, go ahead.
That's okay. So what I'm getting for you is that you have been thinking a lot about the direction you are having in your life, the things that you have chosen. And it's like you are in the middle of the process. That's what I'm sensing. And you are kind of stepping out of the very grounded way. I don't know if that makes sense to you. So you are kind of stepping a bit out and looking more around you, and what I'm sensing is that what you thought you wanted to do and where you wanted to go, your goal, I think you are changing that in the process a slightly bit, and I think that some small changes would be good for you and to get some more information before you make any final decisions, because I think that you have, it's also, you know, walking on this path makes us change all the time. So we change all the time. So what we thought a year ago that we wanted to do might not be the best thing for us today, because we have changed and we've grown and we learned a lot of things. I don't know if that make sense to you.
It does. It really, really does. I'm kind of in a place where I
okay.
don't know what to do. Yeah. Got it.
Okay, that's good. And there are some hinting here about sometimes we also need to make some choices about which things to keep in our lives. That could be friends, you know, work changing, or many things, actually. And there are what the angels want to point out to you. Think a little bit about if there are any negative people around you that are draining you. You might want to take a short pause from them for a little while if that's possible, so you can try to be in your energy before making your decisions, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
So it's just basically being in your energy and making the choices. You can ask for advice, but I think that you should pick and choose about what the signs that are coming to you and what you sense is right for you, if that makes sense. So I'm turning on to Sue. Do you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, you know, what I have for you is synchronicity, that the spirit world has been sending you messages, and people and situations in your life are not just appearing by coincidence. They're being guided to you by the spirit world to help you for a specific reason. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed there's things where normally most people would say it's a coincidence that you seem to be having a lot of these? And spirit wants you to know these are actually synchronicity.
Okay.
That there's a specific reason for this. We don't necessarily know at the time, but it's like later on we figure out, okay, that makes sense why this happened, and that makes sense why this person has come into my life. So yeah, keep an eye on what you feel might be coincidences, because they're actually guided. They're spiritually guided for you for a greater purpose, something greater. This is good stuff, believe it or not. This is really good stuff. There's a higher purpose behind the scenes that's driving this, and it's all for you, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, just pay attention to the coincidence. Coincidence, so to speak. Something
definitely
positive is going to come out of it. So
I noticed that in angel numbers, a lot of those. I'm like, wow.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yep. Yeah. Definitely.
I have a hint. Sorry, I have a hint for you. When you see signs and angel numbers and things like that are making you pay attention to them, don't just look at that one single number or one single sign. Look around what's going on around and try to remember what you were thinking about, if you were thinking or if you were talking to someone, because you can actually make out a greater understanding if you take the whole picture, if that makes sense to you. So you will, if you, for instance, see angel numbers on car plates, that's very common. So pay attention to the other cars that are basically around that. What numbers do they have? Because they can help you to sort out what the message is. Have you tried that?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Joy, I have a question.
You are with
you?
Yeah,
you
I could ask really quick. Sorry.
No, I'm just curious. Are you actually looking up these numbers? Because I keep hearing ascension for you. There is the spiritual side of you that is opening up, kind of like the third eye is opening. And I think what they're trying to say is that you're becoming much more aware, more so than you had before. And maybe this is why the synchronicities are happening. It's just kind of now you're starting to see, and the etheric veil, as I call it, is starting to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you're definitely becoming more spiritually connected. This is what I'm strongly feeling and hearing. And do you have any more you'd like to contribute?
No, I think I got it, if that makes sense. So thank you so much for calling in. And please, if you want to, please call us on another show to just update us on how it's going and so on.
Oh, yeah.
We love that.
I will definitely
we love
it.
Hearing that. All right. Thank you,
thank
Joy.
You
good luck with everything. Bye
thank
now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Anne, would you like to take another phone
yes.
call? Or do you want to take a half an hour break?
I think I make some short announcements, and then we can just move along with the callers. I promise not to speak too much. So it's the bottom of the hour here, and we have a few quick announcements. You can find out all about the amazing episodes of the shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week and a bit beyond sometimes at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And we are proud to announce many new hosts and new shows in September and even some changes in October. So go to psychictalk.net/September2018 to read more. Our newest host is Koo Daniels, and she's an author, certified tarot master, and palmist. Find out what she has in store for you on her new show, Koo's Cosmic Cafe, starting on Sunday, 23rd of September. And you can check out all of our hosts at psychictalk.net. Click on the top menu on the right side where it says Meet Our Hosts, and you can read all about us. Keep yourself updated on our shows, upcoming shows, at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And to listen in to any past episode, you can go to psychictalk.net/archive. Next episode with the Soul Sisters show on Thursday, September 27th, we will have a special guest. We keep it a secret until maybe a couple of days, and we announce her during the coming week. So you make sure to tune in next week. We have a very special guest. Plus, we take your calls for questions, short discussions, and mini readings. We'll be on same time, 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London time. Tomorrow, it's time for Goddess Guidance Show, tomorrow, Friday, September 28th. Goddess Guidance Show with hosts Shakti and Naki. And you don't want to miss this episode because host Naki Alayu will perform a live on-air Mabon ritual. Don't miss that. And if you want to, you can go in to listen to the past episode they had past Friday, where it's called the Skinny Autumn Equinox Mabon. That's from the 14th of September, because there are some preparing in there, so you will have a better understanding for tomorrow's show. They'll be on tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 1 a.m. London time. And on Saturday, September 22nd, it's Psychic Saturdays with Open Lines and hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And they are joined by a special guest, co-host Sharona Rapsaik. Sharona will start to be on Angelic Green's show in October. So you want to tune in and start to listen to her. She had been a bit here and there on the shows during this summer, so she has been on. And they hold open lines. It will be 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. London time on Saturday. And here we got to the juicy part. We have a brand new show on Sunday, September 23rd. It's the premiere episode of Koo's Cosmic Cafe. Koo's Daniels is a brand new host and will be introduced by our producer and host, Dax Carlisle. She's an author, certified tarot master, and palmist. So you want to be on to actually hear what she has in store for you on her new show. They'll be on Sunday, September 23rd, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London. And I just want to mention our other new show with Catherine Hahn, Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance. She'll be on again on Monday, September 24th, continuing her shows and series with the chakras. 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. London. And you can find us on Twitter. You can visit psychictalk.net/Twitter. psychictalk.net/Twitter. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself to book a private reading or ask a question or anything, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. So I finished talking now. So what do you say? Going back to callers?
Yeah, sounds good to me. All right, let's see who's been waiting so long. Here we go. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jay, and I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Wilmington.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, how you doing out there?
We're fine. The house has actually made it. A lot of trees down everywhere. Finally got power back yesterday.
Yeah. Were you in the coastal area?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Very fortunate. We're very grateful to have everything intact still.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been paying attention to that. That's pretty crazy. A lot of flooding, huh?
Yes. A lot of flooding. We're pretty much in an island right now.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, happy to hear that you guys are doing great, Jay. I have some friends and family over there. Some former Marines that lived in your neck of the woods.
Excellent. Right on.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. What
can
we do for you?
Well, here's my question. My question is, I don't know if it's really because of, it's not necessarily because of the storm. This has been quite a few years now, but I'm feeling pretty lost, and like nothing's really working out for me in life yet. And I'm wondering if this is like ever going to end.
Okay.
So you're just looking for like a general answer, basically, see if there's something that comes up that triggers.
Yeah, I mean, there's like I'm not inspired. There's nothing working in my favor at the moment. Or for like the past 10 years, it's kind of crazy.
Okay. Okay, I have something to this one, so I try to answer and see if it makes sense to you. First of all, it's very emotional. I get emotions here. And I have a card here speaking about the door to value. So I think that there might be a part of you, because I see that you're a very spiritual being and you try to evolve and grow and develop yourself. But it is like a small resistance, and it's very natural. I've been there too many, many, many times. So I feel that what you need to do, look at the things that are occurring for you. Just see them. Try to go past the feeling of being out of order and everything is not fitting into your life, because that is going to keep you in the cycle. Does that make sense to you? So I sense that if you can, I don't say that it's easy, but the best way out, it's a saying also, the best way out is within. So I do feel that sometimes we collect a lot of things that we don't like. We're not so fond of them. And they keep continuously.
Let me interrupt you just for 1 second. All right, let me get to the heart of it. Let me get to the heart of it then. I'm a medium, and for the past 2 years, I feel so disconnected. And I am always, like, I used to be kind of a middleman, even in my own life. where I could see things coming, or I knew something was coming up. The past 2 years, I mean, nothing. It's like I'm standing in the middle of the desert and I can't see another soul anywhere remotely close.
Okay.
Can I interject?
Do you want to add something? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Jay, there's something I can advise you because, you know, we just do small mini readings here. And this is something that's a little bit longer. An answer for you, but I will tell you there is a lot of negative influence in front of you, which has brought up this huge barrier. This seems to me like there is, I'm just going to be straight with you, an attachment, maybe a few attachments that are preventing you from seeing. This is where Anne and my work with soul realignment come in. You would be a perfect candidate for that. Where if you're closed off spiritually and you're not seeing anything, there's something, and I know you know this, there's something in your way, and it's got a huge influence. I would suggest, quite honestly, because, you know, we take 5-minute phone calls here, and I would honestly suggest getting a hold of Anne or myself after the show, messaging us on psychictalk.net/Anne or psychictalk.net/Sue, and maybe we can figure something out for you. I think this is too big to even try to tackle over the phone.
Okay.
Can I just add something to that? Thank you, Sue. I think that you nailed it a bit, because it's like when I've been there too, and sometimes it doesn't matter how developed we are, how much we see, how psychic we are. We all sometimes get into this place. And there are so many things coming back, and we can feel closed off. In reality, we're not. But there can be some things that maybe our method of soul realignment healing, because it's a healing modality, or some kind of other healing also of your choice that can help you break through that piece of resistance, because I still feel like there's something that is standing in your way, so to say. And you have angels around you. You have a lot of them. And specifically, an angel of love is coming in for you. So please do not give up.
Thank you.
Like this had occurred through contact with others? Are you doing work for others? Maybe you got hired to do something, and then after that something, everything started going downhill.
Specifically
who, right?
Not really.
Okay.
I literally, and this is going to sound strange, but I mean, I literally come straight from the light. And where I live, this area is not in the light. And I tried joining probably about 10 years ago, this whole quote unquote light worker community here. And,
uh-huh.
No. Yeah. It's more like the dark community here that calls themselves the light. And so I really segregated. I stopped everything and went, nope. This is not where I'm supposed to be. And this is not my group of people.
Right.
Yeah. So you followed your guidance, and that's great. So you were not at the right place, and you felt that. That's great.
Yep.
Because it's not always, we spoke about religion and spirituality last show, and sometimes I think of myself as non-judgmental, but we all are sometimes. And many people in religious and spiritual areas, they try to claim that, I found it. this is the solution. But you have to go with your guts. And you sense the energy, right?
Yeah.
And when you sense that the energy is out of alignment, it's not fitting for you, you don't be there at that place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Jay, here's another thing. You know, we can attract unbeknownst to us, so we can simply attract because we are light. You know, we do speak to random people all the time. We can attract those energies that just speaking to someone else. And I always make sure we're cutting cords constantly, even during the show. You know, we have to cut cords because we're speaking to people all over the United States and sometimes around the world. And those negative influences are so attracted to those whose light shines brightly, you know. And it can be extremely oppressive.
Yes.
So you definitely, you know, something is definitely not right here. Please consider getting hold of Anne or myself. Just write down, if you need to write it down, psychictalk.net/Anne/Sue. I would love to speak to you a little bit later, sometime after the show.
Absolutely. Will do.
Yeah.
I will definitely contact you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I look forward to it, Jay. Hang in there. Things are about to change. Okay?
Will do. Thank you guys so much for your, efforts and what you're doing.
Oh, of course.
Thank you, Jay.
Take care, Jay.
Blessings. Bye. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye.
Okay, Sissy, would you like to take another phone call?
Go ahead.
Okay.
We take the next caller.
Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Sorry, I didn't hear. My name is Lauren. I'm in Florida.
Hi, Lauren. Nice to meet
Lauren.
You. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm calling because something lately has been giving me a pretty bad health flare-up, like autoimmune flare-up, and I've eliminated, you know, some of the sources, I think, but I'm still not feeling well, and I'm wondering if there's still something like a food sensitivity or something I haven't identified that's making me feel this way.
Interesting. When did this start, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. A couple months ago is when the flare-up started.
Okay. Should I say what I'm sensing here, what I'm getting? I get
is
coming from your, it started off from your solar plexus chakra. And that area, you know, that's our third chakra. That contains our power and drive, you know, and passion for to do things and stuff like that. There's something that feels a bit off there, and I feel that. Do you have rashes and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that it's also, you know, the stomach area, and we have some organs just in there in that same area. So I sense that you could try to get some healing and being someone that can help you. If you can't do it by yourself, you can try to check out your chakras. You can go into your solar plexus while meditating and just don't feel stuck if you don't see a vision or anything. Just what are you thinking? What are you sensing and what's coming up for you? Because I feel that you feel a bit disempowered by that thing, and that's showing up in your skin like rashes and like maybe eczema or something like that. So that's a way for your body to kind of tell you. And I would see... I don't feel it's very urgent, but we always have to say that if you feel that you have any concerns that are health related, you also need to go to a doctor maybe if you think it's getting too much for you. But I also sense here that the angels are around you. So try to tune into your third chakra and try to just listen and see. Maybe there's a diet thing, as you said, but I sense that it's more of the emotional spectrum. It has to do with emotions and maybe feeling restricted by something or someone, that you are not in your full power. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to think of how to resolve this. I guess because it does feel like it's something more than emotional. It feels like it's something like you said, like something that I'm eating.
Yeah.
Just because of the
if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But if you know, it's also the third chakra is just below the heart chakra, right? And mm-hmm. there's a lot of emotions and power in there, so that can affect us. But you can also try to watch over your diet and try to eat things that are not hard to digest, just to try it out. So select vegetables and fruits and things like that, so it's not hard to melt for your body. Maybe if it's not an allergy, I don't think it's an allergy, that's not what I'm sensing. Maybe mm-hmm. you can help your body to relax a bit while instead of taking a plum or an apple, you can have a banana. That's easier for the tummy to melt, if that makes sense to you. So things that are easy for the body. And I think that I also sense that there are a lot of thoughts here. You're thinking a lot about what this can be. And also worry can make it a bit bigger. But if you do feel that you have some concerns, maybe you should. Have you gone to a doctor to really check out for allergies and things like that?
Yeah. I'm actually myself a nutritional therapist. So I've done, you know, my own food sensitivity testing, and I've seen, you know, some other practitioners as well. You know, I don't try to do this all on my own, but I do use the knowledge I have. It just seems like, I mean, the catch-22 is that the symptoms do make me feel disempowered because I don't have the energy to work, and I do things, and my mood, you know, some of the symptoms that I get are mood related. So like depression and anxiety just feel so much worse. So work is almost impossible at this point right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand you. I've gone through some tummy issues myself with a lot of diets and things to try to sort things out. And if you are a nutrition, you can, maybe you know, I don't know in English, I think it's called IBS. You can check the diet they have. Have you tried that one?
I mean, my diet is like much more fine-tuned, you know what I mean? I've really narrowed it down exactly to my condition and exactly to my food sensitivities. It's much more specific than something general, like for a general umbrella condition like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can just be tricky. I mean, I am kind of restricted in the sense that I live with someone who has certain food rules, like related to being kosher. So there are a lot of foods that I can't have in the house that could help me possibly figure out what is giving me symptoms right now. I mean, I don't need to go into detail, but like through an elimination diet. But,
okay.
I mean, if it's not a food sensitivity, it sounds like you're saying it's not a food sensitivity.
I think it's more connected to emotions. And I think that it's,
mm-hmm.
if you try to work on your third chakra, solar plexus chakra, and you can, one way of doing it is to to focus on it and just feel within your chakra. Try to visualize, meditate, or you mm-hmm. can dress in the color, gold color or yellow color. Eat yellow foods to support that area, because if it is emotional, that's energetic. But I think that we can have a combination most often of both of them. But I think there is something where you don't feel, I sense that you don't feel. That's the first card that came up also for me here, third chakra. So it's something in your solar plexus. It's very hard to be on a diet and have to thinking about things like this all the time, right? So if you have something that you're passionate about, try to do that for an hour every 2 days, or if you have time every day or something. Something that is your passion, or even 15 minutes, just to try to change your mind a little bit and your focus away from the problem. Because when we are focused on the issue itself and the problem, it tends to get bigger. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I mean, I do try to distract myself and use things like comedy and whatnot to give me some relief, you know, and a break. Yeah, it makes sense.
I feel for you, so I do really hope that. I'm just going to ask Sue. Sue, do you have anything to add? I'm very sure she has. She always has something to add.
I pulled a few cards, so it was kind of funny. Everything you talked about, I had these cards sitting here. One was the roommate, and I believe this is where relationships come in. It says relationships are just mirror images of your own life, how you feel and treat yourself, as well as how you react and respond to different situations and people around you. Be aware that every relationship is an opportunity for soul's growth. That was just one that came up. I just felt like, you know what, there's more here, so I got to dig a little bit for you. Anne was right when she talked about your passion. You know, passion, inspire passion. You need to really inspire your own passions. What are they? You know, seek out what you're passionate about and move forward with that. Even if it's something you're afraid to start doing, you know, maybe art, or if you're not that good at something and you don't want to, you know, kind of go public with it, start privately and work your way up. It could be writing, it could be poetry. There's something here that's going to develop for you. And something in the arts, I'm seeing like painting and writing and a lot of things for you. You do have a very artistic side, correct?
It's not
so much maybe with painting, it might even be with words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last thing I got was self-sabotage. So something's going on, like Anne said, in the solar plexus, in the third chakra, where you're holding on to a lot of emotion that it's not really working out. Something isn't really working out. And it's hard to manage. You're in a situation that's hard to manage. It's not something you necessarily agree with, but it's the situation you're in right now. And when we have something going on where we don't speak up or we disagree, it affects us in the solar plexus. And the longer we hold on to something and don't speak up and work through whatever the issue may be, the worse it could get in the stomach area, because we tend to hold things, emotions in that area, and it can very much look like a medical issue. Does that make sense?
Okay, so is there something? Are you saying that was the part that related to relationships, or was that?
Yeah,
separate?
Right. There's something going on. There's something going on. You're not really communicating, or you disagree. There's something that you're holding back on, and it's affecting you. Self-sabotage is when we don't deal with something. We hold it, keep holding it in. We don't find a way to express it or deal with it. And it can make us sick. I mean, literally to our stomach can make us sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically in that area, the solar plexus area.
Yeah. I mean, we tend to hold emotions, hold things in that area. And I think we got self-sabotage. So whatever is going on, whatever is being held back, it is self-sabotage in the way it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and I'm not asking what that could be. You know, that I won't go
I'm trying
there.
To
That's,
think of what it is, actually. I'm not sure. You know, a couple things come to mind. So I'll try to think about it.
Right.
Figure out.
It could be something simple as disagreements with our roommates, and yet we don't want to say anything because we don't want to cause harm. You know? And so when things start to pile up, just little stuff, it could really affect us in the stomach area. Imagine, you know, you get upset about something. It doesn't seem really big, but it can get big if these events continue to occur. Even if they seem like they're petty or small, if we don't open up about them, yeah, over time, imagine stomach acids are just going to eventually keep going up because we're holding in something, but we tend to not want to harm others with something we're holding in. And it, like I said, it may seem very small, you know, what is going on, what you're holding in, and that you're just, you know, you're not bothering to say anything. And that could be what's affecting the stomach area. Have you gone to physicians? I couldn't remember if she said you did. Were you checked out?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I know what's going on down there and, you know, working on healing it, all of it.
Right.
At the moment. Yeah.
Right. Or this just can be a contributor, you know, just in the stomach area, you know, be a contributor.
Mm-hmm.
That area, the third chakra, the solar plexus could be intestines, the stomach, that whole lower area, center kind of low area.
Yeah.
Be affected by many things, but there feels like there's an emotional attachment to this. Basically, what I'm saying. It'll be figured out. You'll definitely figure that out. I'm not saying there isn't something on the medical side. I think there's a contributing emotional factor here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll realize it. I don't want to dig any deeper.
I mean,
than
I
that.
Think I know what it is. It's just,
yeah.
I'm not sure there's anything I can do about it, is
right.
the thing, which, yeah.
Sometimes we have to come to peace with things we don't necessarily agree with or like until another time or until, and I don't want to go any further than that because I can continue to see, but there will be an end,
mm-hmm.
right? There will be an end to it. So hang
so
in there. I would
have to come make peace with it is what you're saying.
Right. I would definitely, if you're still feeling like you're affected, don't hesitate to Google for healers. Look for a healer. Get in a session. See if that helps kind of lighten the load. A lot of times when you get into a healer, wow, it's such a breath of fresh air after you've visited a healer. Sleep better at night. There's a release when you see a healer. And really, it could be any kind of...
I'm trying to make some appointments. I'm waiting to hear back you know, with some, for some new practitioners,
right,
you know, to try new things.
Yeah,
so,
definitely,
hopefully.
Because if the chakras are out of alignment, even, and that's usually because something physical is going on, even emotional, the healer can align those chakras and get them to spin, each one to spin equally in accordance with each other. So that's a huge help,
yeah,
and it's very relaxing, and you'll sleep so great at night. So just keep it in mind.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a medical intuitive, a medical healer, that's even better, because they can help locate areas that have physical disruption and can heal those areas. You know, maybe the first session,
yeah,
maybe might take two sessions, but yeah. So just,
yeah,
from Anne's and my own experience, I would definitely advise that, you know, keep that on the list of things you might consider doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lauren,
yeah,
listen, we're running out of time. Thank
yeah,
you
no
for
problem.
Your phone. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Don't
bye, bye.
Don't give up.
I won't. I won't. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Anne, would you like to take another phone call?
Absolutely. Shoot.
All right. Who's the next call? Who's been waiting the longest? All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Hope, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Oh, I love your name.
Thank you.
What a great name.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for 7 years, and I just don't know where it's going. I've talked about marriage, but he kind of puts it off, so I don't know if I should just, I mean, 7 years is a long time to be in a relationship and still not be married or committed in that sort of way, so I don't know if I should just go ahead and just pack it all in and move on, or just hoping that something will happen with him and we'll move on to the next step.
Okay. Should I start and saying what I'm
sure.
sensing here, what I'm getting? I can see that there's a lot of love in the relationship between the two of you. So that's not anything that you need to question. I'm just sensing that everything is very, it's full of love. But there is something, I sense that you are in this time of transition, because it's like you said, you don't want to be here. You're thinking a lot about this. You don't want the terms and the conditions of this relationship to continue as it has been. So it's like going to come here, some kind of a change or a start of a change, because a change can take some time, specifically when it's not only ourselves, we have someone else involved too. I do feel that in the long run, I do feel that you will make a committed relationship, but you need somehow to state, maybe you did that, but maybe you need to get more into your own power and energy and really get this love of yours to understand what you want. So I feel that he's a bit afraid to feeling caught in something and make commitments that, even if he wants to, I sense that he desires to do that because he wants you to be his, and you are his, and he's yours, so to speak. But it's kind of like a fear with him. What I'm sensing is that it's up to you, of course. Maybe you could do something for yourself. Go away for a holiday with a girlfriend or something to have a pause from it. So that he will start to think, okay, what am I doing? And make those statements to him to tell him that, okay, it's up to you but it's painful for me to continue this way. I want to know, are we committed or are we not? I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does, because I did move out, but it only lasted about a month and a half. And he said, okay, he said, we'll move forward. I don't want you to move out. I don't want to be without you. So I moved back in, but nothing has changed.
Okay. There are, I'm getting something else too here. It's like, maybe if you try another angle of this, try to look at your, when, because as Sue mentioned earlier in the show, relationships are a mirror of what's going on inside of us. If you try not to focus, you have stated, you made the pause and you moved out and you got together. There's something that still maybe, sometimes we speak what's inside of us and we state what we want, but people are not listening because there's something inside of us that needs some healing. I sense that if you can try just to heal and forgive yourself and just say, I love myself, I forgive this person and his name, I ask for forgiveness, I do love myself most of all. I'm not dependent on anyone. I sense that he might, it's kind of in the energy. There might be a change coming on for you. Or you might need to just be bold and say, okay, I'm not continuing under these conditions because it's hurtful for me. So I love myself. And if you don't want anything to change, just go on as we have been. I'm done. I don't know if that's a harsh way to say it.
It is, but it needs to. It needs to happen because I moved out, and he said, he said, I do want to marry you, but then when I moved back in, that's it. It just goes back,
Yeah. But I'm sensing that there's still, you don't need to give up, but you don't need to play with him on this because you deserve to even if, when two people are involved, someone, I want something and the other part wants something. And you just have to make him understand that you really want something committed. And you love him, but you cannot be with someone that's not going to commit back to you. It's not to be, it's just to speak your mind because you feel hurt when things are not going the direction that you want, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we ask Sue, do you have anything here to add? I'm very sure you have.
Yeah, actually, so not only did I, so I'll kind of automatic write for you for a caller when I feel that strong need to, and really what I'm getting is that you're not listening to your own inner voice. You're not listening to your, you did when you moved out, okay? But then the words you heard and the promises you made, those were all talk is what you know to be true. And during the course of some of this writing, I grabbed the deck, actually, and I just pulled. And it said, you're already doing it. Stop overthinking and keep facing your true north. Basically, what that says to me, in a nutshell, is you already know the answer. You had the answer. It's not one you really want to choose because there's a lot of time invested in this and there was a lot of hope that things would turn. Maybe you moving back in made it easy for him not to follow through with, let's get married. It's comfortable this way.
Yeah.
I think internally, internally you know the truth, and I think it's just to follow through is the hard part. To follow through with getting on for you.
Yeah, and I think that is in my heart. I know he wants to be married, but he's too scared to be married, so we're not going to get married because it's going to be where if we are married, that's more of a commitment. So, and he's scared of that, that if something happens, he can't back out with us not being married. If he doesn't like the way it's going or whatever, it's easier to give up. So if we get married, he can't give up. So in my heart of hearts, I need to move out and stay out and not have any contact with him until he decides and makes that commitment and not move back in with him until we are married.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. And I really feel like, you know, enough with the waiting. You know, either someone is committed and they're going to do this because this is what they know they want. When fear drives us to do something, we're never in a state of complete happiness because we're driven by fear. Fear is what's controlling the decision-making. Fear is what is going to forever keep him from committing because fear is driving him more, you know. So it's easier to live with each other, you know, and make promises that aren't being followed through with. For whatever reason, I mean, maybe there's a history here of events in his life where he was hurt and doesn't want to take that chance in commitment because that's a big step, you know. Maybe there were parents who didn't have a great marriage and he grew up with that,
Yeah, and he comes from a divorced home where I come from, a home where my parents were married for 45 years. They were, I mean, they had their ins and outs, but they were still committed to each other and still married for 45 years. So.
Right. Yeah, I've been married for 30, and I can't tell you, you know, it's not always perfect. There are, you know, we're all our each individual person, you know, and we do our best. And I'm happily married for 30 years. I take the good and the bad. It doesn't matter, but I think the commitment and the love is there. So I can understand your parents. Now, I come from divorced parents, so I can understand, you know, his reservation as well. And I was pretty young, you know, probably not even in my teens yet when my parents divorced. But my mom also remarried, and she remarried a really great guy that has a fantastic relationship. So it was also a positive example. I got to grow up with my early teens. So I think it plays a lot with people's thought process and what they see their example of marriage is. And, yeah, I think you're right. There's probably a huge fear factor because of his own family, his own parents, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe there's something where you make that decision that, okay, you know, 6 months from now, if nothing moves forward and nothing changes and we're basically living like roommates, you know, maybe it's time you make that change.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
No, go ahead.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to give myself a 6 month time limit, but I'm not going to tell him, you know, I'm giving you 6 months to decide what you're going to do. I'm going to give myself 6 months. Then it doesn't happen. I'm going to get myself an apartment, and then I'm going to say this, you know, you promised. I moved back in. It didn't happen. I gave you 6 months for you to follow through, and I don't want to push you anymore, so I didn't push you, so now I am moving on.
Well, yeah, you have to think of you, too, you know, and what makes you happy, too, you know, and if it's not, if there's no growth in the relationship, and I'm not saying that relationships can't get stagnant. They can't. That's when we work through them, though. What if there's no growth and you're in the prospect of your future, you know, being married, having children, whatever it may be, if that doesn't look like it's going to happen and you've tried, you know, you opened up, you talked about it, you know, there's not, we can't force others to do something we would like, you know?
No.
But it may not be in the cards, you know?
It may not be, you know, not. And I think 6 months is a good time period. I think a year is too long. 6 months is just right because if I just say, well, you know, I just moved back in, and I'd say in a couple of months that it's still not happening, that's not enough time. I need to go ahead and I think the 6 months, because that will give him no excuse to say, hey, you know, you didn't give me enough time. I've got to get my ducks in order or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I think you are doing so right to put that limit where you feel it's good for you, because you have to set the limit, right? And you say that 6 months feels comfortable for you. And here's another thing that just came up for me. We always try to explain things to others, right? You don't need to explain to him and feel bad about setting the limit for yourself for 6 months, because you do that out of self-love for yourself, right? And you gave him chances, and you still gave him. Because sometimes we set in motion other kinds of energies when we feel that we need to. So I think you passed that. Good on you. I think that's great on you, actually. So you are on your way here to actually, you own your power. That's great.
Thank
really
you. Yeah, because I had everything set up. I had an apartment, everything done, and was living there. And then he talked me into moving back in. And my only power that I can take back is when I do move out, do not talk to him and let him go ahead and influence me to move back in, that he would move forward. He should have moved forward now, and he hasn't. So.
No. But you're a very strong woman, and you have a lot of angels around you, and you have a lot of strength. So just know that and be proud of yourself. And I think that maybe this will sort itself out in a way that you cannot imagine.
Okay.
You never know. But just
never know.
Own your power. Own your power.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing of all. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Keep us informed, you know, down the road if you want to call and kind of fill us in on what's going on. We'll be here, you know.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Wish you luck in your future.
Thank you.
Okay. Just think about your name. That gives you everything. Hope.
Right.
Yes.
Great.
It does.
Great.
You know, and here I am, 52 years old. I'm going back to college to get my degree in psychology to move forward.
Awesome.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Really.
All right, Hope, we're coming up at the end of the show. We just want to say thank you for calling and keep listening, and we hope to hear from you in the future.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Bye,
honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. So, Sissy, I need to do some quick announcements, and then we can kind of wrap up the show. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I think we had every show is becoming greater and greater and greater. We love you all. Thank you so much for calling in. And if we didn't have time to get your call this time, please call in next week to our show or any of our other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio. So the next episode with Soul Sisters Show will be on next Thursday, September 27th. And we have a special guest, which is a secret guest right now, so we announce her during the coming week. So keep your eyes open And we try to post and advertise and things like that so you know who this special guest will be. We're so excited. Plus, of course, we take your calls for questions and mini readings. We'll be on next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. London time. And next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow, September 28th, with a guidance show and hosts Shakti and Naki. On this episode of the Gardens Guidance Show, host Naki Alayu performs a live on-air Mabon ritual. I hope I pronounced that right. Mabon ritual. So you don't want to miss that. It's going to be very special tomorrow. The girls will be on 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central, and 1 a.m. London time. You can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see our upcoming shows for the rest of the week and everything that is kind of planned for the future. We have brand new shows and hosts here on Psychic Talk Radio Network, so keep yourself updated on our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming and psychictalk.net/September 2018. And Sissy, do you have anything that you want to tell the audience before the show ends?
I know we had some callers who were listening in and hoping to get a free mini reading. Call back next week with our guests. We're going to probably do free mini readings with our guests that's coming on next week. And since we didn't get to you today, we will do our best to get to you next week. So make sure to call in early when we're on. And I'd like to thank both our callers and listeners. We love and appreciate all of you. And we're always here to help. So thank you. Thank you for participating. On that note, I'd like to shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Love you, Mom.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I send love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for calling in and chatting with us in the live chat room. So you can also request some mini readings in the chat room, and we'll try to figure those one out too. Anyway, thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.